This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay. We're holding in the last piece over here of Shimon HaTzadik and Achik Nesak Doyla. I guess it's a good time to digress a little bit on Hanukkah yet. Basically the first memra of Torah Shebal Peh was said by Shimon HaTzadik, Achik Nesak Doyla, and Shimon HaTzadik, that he says it's one and the same. I want to speak a little bit about the Inyan of Shimon HaTzadik. There's a very strange chazal. Maral brings it down, and the Yalkut that he brings here, and it's a very, very strange Yalkut. It's a Yalkut in Chukas on the Inyan of Paraduma, and it goes like this. Parazu Mitzrayim, Shenema Egla Yefeifia Mitzrayim, Aduma Zubavel, Shenema Antureisha Dahava, Tamima Zumodai. So the Amar Priya Baba, Malchim Modai Tamimim Hoyu. Ein Lakarish Bachalim, Alavide Elilim Shekibum Avasem Bovat. Asha Einba Mum, Zeyovan. Alexander Moikten, when he would see Shimon HaTzadik, he would stand up and he would say, Baruch Alkei Shimon HaTzadik, and Amulei B'nei Palten today, Min Kam Yidoi At Korn, you're standing up for this Yid, Amulei Karan Anonochis Likrav, Kid Musa Nocham V'Natzach. When I go down to battle, I see his Dmus and I'm Natzach. Ashele Olala, Oil Zumar Zervias, Shle Kibla Lehm, Oiloi Shalakadish Baruch Hu, V'loi Daya Shekibla, Mecharefes Megadefes, Ba'imer Milu V'Shamayim. So, Lemaisa, you have Chazal list all the Malchias, including Mitzrayim, and everybody is good and wonderful. Esav is the one who is bad. So the general movement of the Chazal in the distinction between Esav and the others is reasonable. All the Malchias is the Pshat. Be'etzem, everything in the Bria Be'etzem is Toiv, is perceived as being Be'etzem Toiv. That's why we look at it, that's why we understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create things L'shav. Esav is the only one that there's a musig of Kilu that it's Ra Be'etzem, it's Shav Be'etzem. So every Malchus is really, really shayach to something that's good. And the only one that's bad is the fourth Malchus. So that Etzem Nekuda is understandable. But what's difficult to understand is that, first of all, why Ein Bo Mum is punked what goes on to Yavon. Tamimus Modai and Yefeifia Mitzrayim is also, Parah is also Mitzrayim. But what's the Ein Bo Mum, the Yavon, example of what shows that it has no mum is that when Alexander Moikten used to go to battle, he would see Shimon. He stood up for Shimon HaTzadik. So it's very, very modern. It's an Hagat Tov of Kavod HaTorah. Good, but so why is that described? Chazal bring it as a raya. Ein bo mum, the yavam. Alexander Moikten used to stand up and used to for him and said, I used to see his demus, and he goes to battle. So, you can say in a general sense also, I guess, that it means there is a Kabbalah's oil. He's related to it. He's kind of, he owns up to it, but he himself practices different. You can give it a vague pshat, but it really, really is k'mat mechusah havana here. The Maral doesn't. The Maral just explains why it's all in Paraduma. Why the Chazal see it in Paraduma, and the Maral explains because Paraduma is an Indian that's. Elyon Moed, he says, this is also Elyon Moed, and so on. But I wanted to be aiming at this Nekuda here of Ein Bo Mum, Alexander Moed, and Shimon HaTzadik. The whole Bria of Mum, in animals, there's two types of Chesroinus. There's Trephus, which are Chesroinus that are. The behemoth is lacking in that which makes a behemoth. and that includes any physical pagiya in Nevarim, got a chiyunim. And then there's mum. A mum, be'emes, doesn't have any physical function that you can describe why physically it's bad. The Gemara says, L'moshe mumish of the seisa by a shifcha. The Gemara says, well, what does he care? I mean, he's not marrying her, so she works just as good. She sweeps just as well if she has mum b'seisa. Other mum b'seisa. As long as physically there's no deformation, you know, as long as there's no chiyunistic eva missing, so what's the difference? I mean, the are two layers of the metzias of al-chayr, anything. There is the physical concrete layer, and that's totally in the function of each. It's totally in function, and B, each one is separate. An animal, a person has good feet, can walk very far. If his hands are weak, so he can't carry so much. If his hands are strong, they can push and pull. If his feet are weak, he can't walk so far. Everyone is a function. Everyone is aimed at the atzmoy, and that's what it is. The sense that there's a tselem or a dmus, the sense of something more than the chayfetz, is Yaifi. I think we spoke a little bit about this when we spoke about the Ferris and the Spheres. The sense of if a person takes different paints and puts it together and then he gets a sense of the whole, that's Yaifi. Yaifi is when the protim are mitzdarif together and then you get a projection of something beyond the protim, and by its definition almost, it's not as physical. It is a ruchniistik metzias leumas, a physical reality. It's the tzura versus the choyma. Even on the physical level of tzura, is still an edler nekuda than the choyma in itself. That's the way in which a tzura is, by definition, a sense of something that's beyond the pratim. The physical reality, so the marshal, if a person, a person who is a very, very rough person, was coarse, and I ask him, what did you see in the park? He says, there's a big stone that somebody chipped out, and he made the following holes in it, and the following curves, and the following shapes. A person who has a sense of things, or has a little more of a sense, will say, there's a statue there of a person throwing a ball. I see a person throwing a ball. That's what I see. I forget the stone, forget the chips, forget the curves, forget the holes. It projects a picture beyond each chelik. So the first step in the bria of something that is ruchni is yaifi. I think Rav Shlomo Hirsch someplace writes Mefurish, and it's a milsa, the miskabel das. Yoifi, music and art are the first steps from chayma to ruach. In other words, a meal, a big hamburger with a big bun and a lot of mustard, like chayma. That's the pshat is, it is what it is. Each piece is a big piece and fills the stomach and it makes a good feeling in the stomach. A beautifully set table, aristocratically set, has a sense of something beyond the piece of meat. And the developed America says that a fancy chasna means you walk away hungry. That's the the common expression, but it means there's a sense of a thing more than just chaymer and pratim and so on. So the world of mumin is the hefech of this. Lamashal, by the Dalet Malchus, by the Roman king, by Kamtza Bakamtza, he made slight mumin that for the Ummus Oilam didn't consider it, the Roman emperor didn't consider it a mum. And he considered a mum. We considered a mum. because the Romans were be'etzem very functional people. They were be'etzem, they didn't have the edelkeit that Yavan had, and they were kol kulechaymer. So if the animal can walk and if the animal can talk and if it can, sorry, it can walk and it can run and it can plow, it's a perfect animal. The fact that you made a little delicate scratch on the eye or on the mouth, and I mean, what's the difference? It's like a shifcha with Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're not marrying the cow. The cow, mele, if you blind the eye, the cow can function well. But if you make you cut out something in the lip, it can't eat so well. But if everything works well, so where's their makom? Yefi has no chalais. Yefi is only the function of the thing itself, and that's it. So Malchus, when Malchus Yavan had a sense of that, had a sense of that tchuna. Yefta lekim leYefis. Yefis was shaykh to the world of Yefi, and b'meila they had it. They were able to deher. You know, when he saw Shimon HaTzadik, he saw a demus and a tzura of more than just an old man with clothing. He saw a certain demus. It's very reminiscent. It says that by Yosef that he saw demus yukno shal Yaakov. Yaakov's midah was Yoifi. And it says, Shufi de Yaakov was Kate Shufi of Adam. In other words, Adam's Yoifi comes from the fact that he has a midah to himself that's koilal other in Yonim as well. There's a certain, a very, very intricate balance here. We spoke about Tiferes, that Tiferes is a balance. Tiferes is the putting all the pieces in place. So the hair of that Mida means somebody that's mitsuyin in a tfisa of a klala inyan. In other words, let's give a mashal. Somebody did something very bad, and emotionally I want to do this, this, and this. But I say to myself, I look at the whole picture, and it's not the way to go with it. The sense of leaving the prat and seeing the more klal of it is the mid of Yoifi. The mid of Yoifi includes all the pratim in it. If something sticks out or stands out, it ruins Yoifi. The shlemus of Yoifi means that it's not chaser and it's not yeser. Yeser is command and notal dummy. It has a shlemus sticker. And once it has a shlemus sticker balance, you lose the pratim and you gain the sense of the whole. A person that says the mashal, one of the reasons a person is about mum is not supposed to duchen because people will stare at his mum. People stare at a particular feature of a person if it's out of place, out of kilt. If there's a klolis to katsura, then it's yoifi. So Adam Vasher, because Tzuras Adam is koil the bria in its entirety, it's the klal kuli of the bria. Yitzhak Baruch Hu took off from all the sides and was megablin into Isa. Adam has himself the Yoifi, where all the pratim are in harmony. Every other chelik nebriya sticks out. This is Ramesh on the Adama. This is Bashamayim. This is like this. Adam has in himself a michloil of inyanim, and that's why there's a certain. That's where his Yoifi comes from. So Adam and Yaakov had that. B'meila, there was a demus tzyukno of Yaakov. That when we spoke of Adam's resemblance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, we spoke about, you know, it says in, you looked at the ziv of the Nivra, you be medamed yoytze to the tzura. You don't, in other words, in the metzias of Adam as the klal, that's where you have yoyfi, and that's where you have a ke'ein dogma of lemaila. That the most yukna of Yaakov is chokut, not is covered, because in the midah of Yaakov you have a reflection of that anhaga. I think we spoke also at that time why yudke vavke is connected to this midah and it's koil everything and so on.
Is that the pshat that Yosef, the most yukna of Yaakov he saw and he thought he'll be missing from the stones of the Choshen, that means he'll be missing from the overall.
Yes, yes, yes. pshat, it's not only he'll be missing. There's a pogrom in the whole thing. It's pogrom. Everything is pogrom. Mm-hmm. So the Baalei Tzura and the Baalei Yoifi and the Bria have this midah. So Shimon HaTzadik, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, were so let's first go back to the Chazal, then we'll go right. So Alexander, when he saw Shimon HaTzadik, had his yachsius to his demus yuknei, because he had a shaychus to it. In other words, in the mid of Ein Vay Mum, you have a shaychus to that type of inyan because you mufka, because you shaykh to the world of Yoifi. That was Alexander Moikten's shaychus to the Tmima, to Ein Vay Mum, that the fact that he would see Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik's midah was the first of all, he himself, Shimon HaTzadik, it says in more humor that Kol Zman Shimon HaTzadik was Meshamesh as a Kohen Gadol. It had all of the, there were a lot of things that were noheg. The Zahuris always go white, the Gadol would go up. They're very different, they're very chaluk than the differences between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. The differences in Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni were all differences of avoid attacker. There wasn't this was missing, this was missing. In Shimon HaTzadik, the things that Chazal say were a lot more mitzad the tzura, mitzad the projection, mitzad the way the thing was presented itself and so on. That was the so Shimon HaTzadik's midah was this midah, and b'meila the Yovan was makirit in him, and so on. The difference, so this was added to the difference between Yovan and the difference between Yovan's Yoifi and our Yoifi is that we're one step weiter. Let's take an example, something that Yovan was very. There was a big point of dissension. Yovan was ferociously right of the Indian of Mila. And the reason for it was, I mean, the games were, they would play naked, and the bris was seen as a pagam. It was seen as being, the human body is a perfect yoifi, and to take it and to maim it, is the way we would look at Lahavla, a religion that would require cutting off an earlobe or a finger or whatever it is. I mean, if we see the human figure as Yoifi, then where's the makom for making a mum? In other words, they saw Mila as making a mum in people. And the answer is, Yovan sees the klal mitzad this world. In other words, the tzuras adam ashleim in this world includes arva. That's the tzura. That's how adam is born. And any this misshaping from way the person is when he's born is better maiming the person. But if you include another dimension, if adam is a guf and a neshama, if adam is tzuras adam elyon, so that includes making, taking off the arla. In other words, if you limit Adam to the physical body, then arla is part of it, and taking away is a mum. But if you see Adam in a broader tzura, then the arla becomes yeser. It becomes a yeser kenotl dam. It becomes a chisarn because it's there. For the person who's a baal neshama as well, that becomes a pgam. So Yovan had a makom; it had a shaychus to a mid of Ein Vay Mum, and that's why he was able to see it in Shimon HaTzadik. But midrash kisa, he wasn't. In all the says the begadim, the kavodel teferis, big day kuna, He had chest that midas. He was able to perceive it, but Yovan fell short because it was shy after this the dafka. I want to go back though to the nekud of Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik had a unique role. He was Kohen Gadol, and he was the Shiara Shekhinah Sagdoila.
Can I just ask a question on this?
Sure.
What's the raw of Yovan? So far, I'm understanding it as a mailer. They were shaykh to Yofi in this. What?
Well, the ra is when. Let's give an example. Let's take a mita where you see it's good. The mita of self-sufficiency, that a person should live by his own efforts, is a mita teva. The sense of that, the sense that a person should not be living off other people, is a very elementary midah, and it's a midah teiva. I was having an argument with somebody comes from a strange family, and the mother works very hard to support them. The father does various important things, all sorts of projects, fashidna nice things. Some of them are a little bit of chesed, some of them are quasi ruch, whatever it is, but nothing. And I made some remark, maybe I should have, and the person was upset and said, how could somebody sitting and learning not feel the same way? And the answer is no. The Aleph Beis is the basic meter to a person is that he doesn't like Muhammad Kisufa, that he wants to live on himself, that he wants to be independent, and so on. There's a second dimension that a person says the Metzias of Adam is the Schusim he has, the Torah, and so on. If I have very little of it, and I need to come on to someone else, then it's the other way around. I'm living off him. If the world is standing in the schus of Torah and the lomdei Torah and so on, and my darg is not where it should be, and I can only give money to it, and that's it, and I can't do it myself, I'm betzim the one who's the highest darg. That's because you're seeing it in a broader perspective. For the person that can only see things in terms of this world, so this midah stops that every single person has to plow the field and eat his bread. So, with that is finished. For the person that has a yegia kapecha in a greater sense, says, who are they waiting for? Should be the talmid chacham of the dar. Who are they waiting for? Should know something. And and their beds are living off me. But that's a higher darga.
Why is Yovan worse? Because he has the thing of Yofi.
Because the Kalal is the more in a lot of ways. There's a Kalal in Zvachim. Mine machrev lav mine loy machrev. If you in Karbanis, if you think Kavana of l'shem of a different carbon, in certain Karbanis, if possible, Hashem Chulin might not, because the Gemara says Mine Machilav Mine Loy Machit. Something that's completely, something that's completely chomri has no negia with Klal Yisrael. Something that has some ruchnis to it, and it doesn't lead to the same maskana. It goes in a different direction. Is Machit. The same way like a scholar. In other words, a Kozak threatened Klal Yisrael physically. And it was a big Eman Pachat. But there was no Yetzirah in Klal Yisrael to run and become a Kozak. I mean, the Metzias of the Grob Kaiser so vice versa. On the other hand, a refined Frenchman was, the scholar pulled people away because it's close enough to Yiddishkeit. It's intellectual, it's spiritual, it's so on. So anything that has a similar nature is a much bigger threat.
I understand.
That's the klal. It's the mina machrev. So Yovan took the name of Yofi, took the refinement, and lemushel. If a person who lives in a coarse setting, and people come to him and they say, and somebody's makarif him and says, there's a lot more to the world than just beer and potatoes. There's something finer, there's something ailer, and so on and so forth. So feels it's a very spiritual experience. It's a very, very deeply spiritual experience. It's got depth to it. It's got this to it. It's got that to it. So a person will feel the same way, and it's going to be harder to tell the difference. Yevon was tantalizingly close. They were far. I mean, Paras was a bunch of grubby yungit. So Beseda said that they threatened Kaisel, but there wasn't a Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah was a physical Yetzirah. Nobody wanted to become a Parsi because of the spiritual kreches locked in. He liked the food, and liked the parties, and he the goof was attracted, but threatened. But in Yevon there was a sense of this is something. There's depth to it. There's seichel to it. There's beauty to it. That's where they had a kreich mashicha. So anything that is more similar and is closer in teichen becomes a bigger threat to Klal Yisrael. The similarity makes it easier to infiltrate. You have in the goof also the muscle, but things that invade the body that are very different than the cells don't connect with the cells and they pass out of the body and that's it. Things that look very similar to human cells are easily fool the body and they gain entrance into the closer, the more similar it is, that the more easily it fools the body. Anyway, let's get back a little bit to Shimon HaTzadik, Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, it says they were, they were Yetzer Hara, but we saw before in the Maral that their koyach lay in the Knesset Shavoy, in the fact that they brought in all the koyches. In other words, the a Navi was the pure Tvar Hashem, the perfect Tvar Hashem. And whatever Nevuah was Shailit, you didn't need anything more. Nevuah in its own right was the Shlita, and that was it. When that came to an end, and Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were trying to bring the world together, to bring Yiddishkeit together, the Mahalach was no. They no longer felt they could be mechavin lamitash of Torah by itself, but rather were machnis everything in it. They brought all Chachma Yisrael together and all the Chachma of Chachma Yisrael to be together in one encapsulation, so that they would feel, so that they could be oymen on the Chachma. To be able to get the Chachma out of a tzibur, to be able to put together the chachma from a group, you need to be able to fit all the pieces together. If you have, if a person has a whole bunch of opinions, but the Gemara says sometimes there's a day of shlishis, sometimes it's a machria. In other words, I say, in this and this prat, you're saying this, you're saying this, you're saying this, and this. Now, the pshat is mitzad this, you would be right. Mitzad that, you would be right. In this case, we should do like this. In this case, we should do like that. You're right mitzad this, but you're wrong mitzad that. The way in which I'm oymed on emes in a when I'm kindest dvarim is when I give each one his mitzias and his nekuda. So in the Ashkenazi Gedolim who started basically the transition to Torah Shebaal Peh, the transition, it started with an inyan of knesia, of being kindness all the koyches, and the koyach that they had wasn't just they put it all together. You can see sometimes the difference between a chibur of a gadol and a chibur of a katan is a katan sits with a computer or with notes and he puts together all the material. Fine. So that's but you don't. You don't inherit a nekuda that puts each nekuda in its place. It's a big chibur, brings all the shitas, all the dayas, misardem ishish al mekoymai, and that's basically it's a glorified mafteach. That's a shtickle from somebody who's not a shtickle of Reb Chaim. puts in an akuda that everything fits around it and everything finds its place because of it. That's the koyach of hachruah. So Hashgacha Pratit wasn't just a collection of everything. They had this koyach of putting all the bits together. That's why, I mean, the first teachings are threesomes. In other words, Pirkei Avos is basically all the members are threes. And this is the first threesome. The first threesome is Torah Vadim Nos Chasadim, or the one before, Avmira Talmidim Harbe, Mesudim Din, which the Maral says is the same. The Pshat is they are all Oifanim of the elementary Mahalach of Tiferes, the elementary Mahalach of putting things together is a threesome. There's two Nekudas. There's a third is the Machria. The minimum for such a Gilui is three, like the Midah of Tiferes is the third Midah. It's the Midah of putting together the pieces so that it clicks together and it's one Surah. A messy Shtigl Torah is where there's a lot of bits and pieces that are left finished and doesn't have any, it doesn't connect to anything. So sometimes that's what you have. I mean, that's better than connecting where it doesn't belong or stop. But I'm saying mitzad the shleimus ha'inyan, bits and pieces are not shleimistic. The shleimus ha'inyan is that all the nekudas fit together. That was the koyach. That's why the Torah, Benson Pirkei Avos is Shimon HaTzadik's Ashik Nesek Dolos Shrashim. I mean, that's how it starts and that's how it goes.
Can I ask something?
Yeah, just one thing. So Bemela, maybe just we'll finish and then we'll. So Bemela, the Shimon HaTzadik Ashik Nesek Dolos had a Mela in this area. This area was specifically Sia Nekuda. Yavon, he was makir in it. Some dagger Alexander might didn't, because Yavon was makir in Yoifi, but their Yoifi was a Yoifi that stops, and our Yoifi is koilel the older elams, all them. Yeah, what did you want to ask?
I'm just doing. Lamaisa, we say that the Anshei Knesset Hagadol was kuf chafsekenim ubehem kama neviim.
Yeah.
So the actual in the actual collection, the actual Knesset together was with a tziruf of the Keich of Nevuah. So then how that the Kudah fits in.
Because it had to bridge it. In other words, it's just like when you start, you had to take what was there. It's like when you're tying a rope that got cut, you have to go a little bit further back and tie it. But they were no longer done al pi nevuah. The din was al pi yochin rabin al kirabin. Nevi'im, they're not such moisim nevi'im. A navi comes in multiples of one. You know, it's no such thing. I mean, you have the Gemara, in the Pesukim, a group of nevi'im saying nevuah, but there's no such thing of we nevi'im got together and we decide this and this. So the pshat is it means they took the gdolah, they took of the door that was, but for mitzaref it's how exactly I'm not sure.
Mm. And also this which Sherry mentioned about everything is set in threes.
Yeah.
I mean it seems to be that, you know, let's say whatever teaching every Tana said in threes, the idea is that he's gathering together like all the ksavos, and it's a achra. I mean, it seems to be that a lot of the three things are not.
But the Maral a lot of times it does point out that it's opposite. It is a mahalach that he uses very frequently in a lot of places, and we'll see as we go along. Sometimes it's mocha, sometimes it doesn't seem that way. But a kapanah, that's a mahalach of a repetition of threesome. Obvious are three, it's Pirkei Avos, but it does seem to work with threes.
Just one other thing. I mentioned before about that unlike the differences between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, that things that the differences between Shimon HaTzadik were things within the Tzura itself. I didn't understand
more,
exactly
I
what
don't want to use the word cosmetic, but they were more mitzvah the Tzura rather than the Teichim. Most of them, yeah.
And just get a dogma, just I'm not following what Lamashal did.
It says the Lashon of Zahiris that used to turn white always. The
name Aravi called man that Shimon HaTzadik.
Aravi stayed. The girl would always come out of the right hand. These are not. It's not like the things that were missing. Like they, you know, there was no Eish on the Mizbeach. There was no. The things that were missing by Sheni were very central in Yanim.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like Kilu, there was no Aron there. There was no this. here it was just kind of, you know, mitzad de tzura, mitzad de yofi of it. That's what the general, that seems to be a general sense of it.
Might.
Okay, a lichtik and chanukah.
Skoyach.
Old of agat back.